November is Television Sweeps Month, a critical period that determines how much networks can charge for advertising time. It's when the TV networks try to roll out their flashiest material. But this year, the new fall programs haven't done well in attracting audiences, and the Nielsen Ratings Service reported that large numbers of young male viewers in particular are tuning out. NPR's Kim Masters reports on what's gone wrong this season.
On the NBC drawing boards, at least, Coupling was a sexy comedy that was going to be the new Friends.
To tell you the truth, I think you're kind of a jerk.
Then how come you're always checking out my ass when we're talking?
I'm lip reading.
But Coupling was yanked after only four airings. So was Skin, a heavily hyped new show on Fox. And the WB's Tarzan fell off the vine with a thud. The fall season has gone so poorly that NBC programming chief Jeff Zucker declared at a recent television forum that some of the new shows, including Coupling, sucked. CBS, which has fared better, answered last week with a press release entitled, "Our Programs Don't Suck." Zucker is ready to concede his rival's point.
There is terrific television out there, and that's the only thing I regret that's been lost amidst my candid thoughts.
There may be some terrific television, but so far the new season hasn't produced any breakout hits. And the problem from the network standpoint is Nielsen results showing that young adults are turning off their televisions. Like other network executives, Zucker disputes the Nielsen findings, arguing that a change in sampling methods has led to an error.
I could understand if you said that people didn't want to come to some of the new shows. I would completely buy into that. But it can't be that Raymond and Friends and Will and Grace and The Gilmore Girls and NYPD Blue are all down double digits. It didn't happen.
Not surprisingly, Nielsen says it did. And the advertisers who pay the bills say they believe Nielsen. Sam Armando is director of television research at Starcom Worldwide. He says the networks are down as much as 15% with adults aged 18 to 34, the demographic most coveted by advertisers. And he says the networks can't argue that Nielsen got the measurements wrong.
There was a sampling issue. We wouldn't have seen double-digit increases in men 18 to 34 in the early rounds of the baseball playoffs.
Armando says part of the problem is obviously the myriad choices that television viewers have today, from video games to the internet. But he says the networks have also offered a glut of programs aimed at young women. Even shows that have been well-received this season, like the CBS offering Joan of Arcadia, are skewed to a female audience. Zucker says women dominate the television audience, and the networks may have courted them a bit too much.
There's always a slight tendency to develop more female-leaning shows, and I think you'll see some change in that respect as the networks develop for next season.
Longtime manager and producer Bernie Brillstein represents Rob Lowe, star of the short-lived Lion's Den. He says he was sure the show would be a winner for NBC. But in today's world, he says, the networks cannot wait for a new program to hit its stride.
They're all owned by big companies now. Therefore, the stock prices are involved. And therefore, they have a bad quarter and it affects in the stock. And so they have to change quicker.
NBC's Zucker agrees that shows these days can be gone in the blink of an eye, though he doesn't blame his bosses at GE.
I don't think it's because we're owned by big behemoths. I think it's more a function that the competition is such these days that it's incredibly hard for any show to sit somewhere and just grow.
Advertising man Armando says that impatience may be costing networks and audiences some good programs.
History has shown that sometimes you stay with a show a little bit longer and it then grows some legs as it goes on. Seinfeld, for instance, was a show that was doing horribly when it was up against Home Improvement. And it was moved to Thursdays and it took off.
Even though his network was the beneficiary, Zucker acknowledges that Seinfeld probably wouldn't make it today.
I think it would be highly unlikely that a show like Seinfeld could sit on a network schedule for 2.5 years before it finds an audience.
Having said that, Zucker acknowledges that the networks will have to find a way to make better shows next season if they intend to stem the tide of audience erosion. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.